or Cass City. Ryan Brown listening to the Cass City bench. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Coach Fernell does not want to get in a track meet with MedX. He wants to slow it down a little bit and start running their offense and basically just start running set to settle his guys down a little bit.
Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent, as they feed it into Israelson. Back out to Shank for the runner from the left side. This one's good. It's 11-4, Cass City by 7. Down to Tanner Crew, down in the baseline in the right corner. Back out to Ben Brand, top of the key. It's 11-4, Cass City leads, 7.5 to play in the second quarter. Jim has suddenly gone deathly silent as Tanner Crew in the right corner. Back up to Ben Brand, top of the key. Dribbles into the baseline, not much there. Now Tanner Crew tries his best. He kicks it to Matt Kramer, and they think Kramer traveled with it before dribbling. And turns the ball back over to Cass City. That is 4 straight turnovers for Bannock. The only 2 points are from Tanner Krug in the first quarter. Austin Termel comes in and replaces James Canarian with 7-11 to play in the second quarter.
With Austin Termel coming in, that's a 33% shooter from the three-point arc. Now, Patches do need that right now.
Over to Shank in the left wing on the give and go, bound to Hartwick on the baseline, over to Israelson, and they say he traveled with the ball. Israelson can't believe it. Two officials actually call the same thing and give the ball back to Badak. So back-to-back travels here, one for each team with 7 to play in the second quarter, with a 7-point lead for Cass City, 11-4 over the Badak Hatchet. Ben Braden, right wing, dribbling, Orban from about 12 feet defending. Into the elbow, into the paint. Picks up his dribble, back to Termel, over to Kramer. He takes the three from the left wing, gets thrown around a little bit. No good, rebound, Hartwick. 6.5 to play in the second. Still same score, 11-4, Cass City over Badak. We play in 1.5 into the second quarter. Shank up to Orban, top of the key, over to 21. That'd be Hacker. Into Israelson in the right block, kicks it back out to 21. And he can't hang on to it. Turnover for Cass City, so that's 2 in a row. Gives the ball back to Badak.
You know, if you like a defensive struggle, this is your game. Both teams are really doing a fantastic job on the defensive end.
6:16 left in the second quarter, still 11-4. Badak with the ball after 2 straight Red Hawk turnovers. Israelson sits down. As Ben Braden at the free throw line kicks it out to Kramer, he goes into the paint and turns it over on the pass down to the baseline into the hands of Shank. Orban on transition into Dickinson's hands, right wing, now into Shank at the right wing. Dickinson in the corner now. Back to Shank. 5:50 left in the second. Dickinson with the ball. Back to Orban on the give and go. The ball's loose on the tip, and it's all over, and Badak comes up with it. Ben Braden against Orban. Orban retreats across the timeline. Braden on the left wing going behind the back into the paint, trying to pass into Tanner Krug. The pass is a little high. Nearly stolen by Cass City, and Ben Braden ends up back with it. Austin Termel for 3. NBA range out of the key, off the mark. Rebound, Ben Braden. Badak cleaning up the offensive boards tonight. Israelson's on the bench for Cass City. Ben Braden dives right to the lane, and the finger roll is good. For Ben Braden, his first 2 points of the night, and the first player to score besides Tanner Krug. It's 11-6. Badak trails by 5 to Cass City. 5:05 left in the first half. Israelson will be checking in the next dead ball. Orban down to the baseline, picks up his dribble, takes a jump shot. This one rims in and out, no good, and rebound by Ben Braden. Braden does it all, and it's stolen by Orban. Goes back up for the layup on the right side. This one's good. Orban had unfinished business, and he has 5. 13-6. Ties the highest lead for Cass City at 7. And now we have a 30-second timeout called by Badak. Tune to WLEW, 13-6, Cass City lead.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Ryan sidelines. What's your mind now?
Coach Quinn is loving the energy his guys are bringing right now. He wants to get this into a track meet, especially when the big guy, as he said, Cole Israelson's on the floor, because he wants to work him and tire him out for the rest of the game.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. Cassidy has only scored 4 points in the second quarter. Maddox with two. Will Sutton with the ball in the left corner, being guarded by Israelson. Dribbling back to the left wing. Picks up his dribble right there. Back into Ben Braden's hands. Reset the half-court shot. He goes into the lane for the layup, and it's blocked by Israelson off the backcourt. Trammell for three, top of the key, no good. Rebound still loose, and Will Sutton gets it, and Kramer has it at the right elbow, and now we have a foul called against Cassidy. Kramer was stripped, and he came down to the floor. They say it was a foul. And that will be the first against Cassidy in this half. And number 11, Jacob Perry, is guilty of it. Ben Braden sits down, a workhorse for the Satchin team, as James Canarian checks back in. Trammell in the corner, right corner, back over to Canarian, left wing in the left corner to Kramer. And it's stolen by Orban on the pass back to Trammell. He does a jump stop at the right block, and he bounces one in. Cody Orban now with 7 points gives a 9-point lead for Cassidy. 3:53 left in the half. And it's stolen this time by Dickinson. Here he goes up for the layup, and this one's good. 4 straight points on the transition, both off of steals for Cassidy off this Maddox offense. 3:35 left in the second, and suddenly an 11-point game, Cassidy leads. James Canarian for three from the left wing. This one's no good. Will Sutton has the rebound, but he went over the back to get it. That'll be a foul against him, and Cassidy gets the ball back. Ben Braden back in. It's almost like a hockey shift change here for both teams, as Matt Kramer sits down now.
Austin Trammell, he's got a nice shot. Nice stroke. Probably wants to get it a little bit closer and also to not dribble penetrate so much, because then he's going to be lost in that forest.
Maddox has 6. Cassidy has 17. Largest of the night for them. Dickinson with the ball top of the key. Over to Hardwick, into Israelson in the right block. Back out to Orban for 3 top of the key. No. Rebound still loose, and it's now over the back against Cassidy. Number 11 is charged with his second foul. That's Jacob Perry. Second team foul for Cassidy. That last foul against Maddox, that'd be Will Sutton. He has 2. He remains on the court, as well as Tanner Krug, Austin Trammell, Ben Braden, and James Canarian. Out there for Cassidy, number 4, Colin Hardwick. Number 2, Cody Orban. 22, Curtis Dickinson. 45, Cole Israelson. And number 11, Jacob Perry. Braden, top of the key, going against Orban, loses the handle on his dribble, and it goes out of bounds after a little confusion from Tanner Krug, and it's Cassidy ball on the near side of your radio. Perry sits down, Shank replaces him for Cassidy. Hardwick passes into Orban. 2:50 left in the half. It's 17-6. Cassidy leads by 11. Over to Hardwick, right wing, being guarded by Trammell. Up to Dickinson against Sutton. Now over to Shank, back up to Orban for 3, top of the key, no good, rebound to Israelson, and now we have a foul against Maddox. Israelson went up for the rebound, and a much smaller Austin Trammell basically bounced off him like a pinball, and Austin Trammell is hit with the foul. That's the 4th team foul against Maddox, and the 1st against Austin Trammell. So, Will Sutton sits down for Maddox, and number 25, Tyler Labor, comes in. Orban underneath his own hoop on the right side of your radio, inbounding this one all the way to the top of the key to Dickinson. Over to the right corner to Orban. To the right wing to Hardwick. Tipped by Trammell, and here comes the steal, and another steal right back from Dickinson into Orban's hands. For 3 from the right wing, it's up, and it rims all the way around, and no good. And Ben Braden has it, bringing up the court right to left across your radio. To the right court, to Tyler Labor for 3. No. And bounces off the guide wire, and that is out of bounds. Cassidy ball, 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of your radio. It's 17-6, 11-point lead for the Cassidy Redhawks, or the Maddox Hatchets with 2:10 to play in the half.
You know, the Hatchets can take it on the inside.
They can?
Yes.
It doesn't seem so.
Because right now, that's all they're trying is Trey Land right now, and it's just not going to work for them.
They don't have Brandon Sweeney on their team.
No.
Dickinson.